every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, cross country and around the globe on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio and SportsOvernightAmerica.com, SportsByline.com. Any place you get your favorite stations, just Google us up and away we go on Sports Byline and worldwide, globally, on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, we'll put a wrap on the, we're in that tweener day, you know, kind of a long holiday weekend. So Tuesday, we got to wrap up the weekend that was the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday that was the college football week one, so to speak. And then, you know, you get ready for the NFL season on Thursday night with Dallas and Philadelphia. And other than the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles, you got the Cowboys, of course, with the Micah Parsons trade, not yet a week in the rearview mirror. So that's where we are this week. We'll start it off with some baseball. I'm going to go all the way back 100 years to the Roaring Twenties. Thomas Wolfe, he has chronicled, the shot that Babe Ruth called. Everyone talks about that, you know, Babe Ruth pointing to the bleachers or pointing to the outfield stands. I want to say to Wrigley Field and delivered a home run, apparently for a sick kid. I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, he penned a book on that. But hey, listen, baseball in the Roaring 20s, a lot about the Yankees and the Cardinals. The Cardinals won their first ever world championship, winning the series in 7-4 games to 3. But that era was so much more. I mean, seriously, the 20s. And really, it mirrors what we see today. I mean, it was scandal, you know, the speakeasies. You had all sorts of craziness on and off the field. And a season where Babe Ruth really, I mean, he came off the 1925 season with just deplorable numbers and an illness. And a lot of people said, that's it for Babe Ruth. Well, it wasn't the case because 1926 was a remarkable year for Babe Ruth and the Yankees, even though they didn't get it done in the World Series. New York had three teams, Brooklyn, the New York Giants, and they had, of course, the Yankees. Boston had both the Red Sox and the Boston Braves. It was a different era some 100 years ago. We're coming back with Thomas Wolfe.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. And help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America, across the country, iHeartRadio, tuning in, and a whole bunch more globally on the American Forces Radio Network. We come out of Labor Day, and we jump right back into the world of sports. But we'll do the college football and the NFL a little bit later on. But it really is a pleasure to speak to Thomas Wolfe, who I believe he spent better part of a half a decade or more putting together baseball in the roaring 20s, the Yankees, Cardinals, and the captivating 1926 season. Thomas Wolfe, I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you for coming on the program. Welcome to Sports Byline. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for inviting me. I'm looking forward to talking.
I am too, and we can never do it justice in 14 minutes, but we're going to do our best. You know, I guess we could start with, you put a lot of research. Obviously, any book you put together, you put a lot of research into it. What was the first thing that jumped off the page when you started to really immerse yourself in putting this title together, Baseball in the Roaring 20s? Where did you start? Was it Scandal? Was it the Cardinals? Of course, you had the Yankees, which was it's a basketball term, but a layup. You write about the Yankees, people are going to pay attention. Right. Give us an idea of the lay of the land when you started, Thomas. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Well, what really got me started was the fact that I had written a previous book called The Called Shot, which was about the Yankees and Cubs and the 1932 baseball season. And in researching that book, I kind of went back and had to learn more about the early days of both Babe Ruth and Rogers Hornsby. Hornsby in 32 was the manager of the Cubs up until August when he got fired. But as I looked at both Ruth's career and Hornsby's career, it just struck me that 1926 was a year where the two of them collided. Their careers collided, basically. And that was really what got me started in terms of looking back to 1926 as a year to write about. I suppose the second and third things that appealed to me, number two, it was the 1920s, which is a great era just to look back on and to research. And number three, as you mentioned, there was a scandal involving Truth Seeker and Ty Cobb, two of the icons of the game, that kind of overshadowed the end of that season.
Was it surprising, Thomas, that there was a scandal so, you know, so soon after the Black Sox scandal involving Cincinnati and the Chicago White Sox?
It was somewhat surprising. There's been a couple of kind of minor scandals that Judge Landis had to deal with in the middle sort of 1920s after the Black Sox, but nothing that was as big a deal as two of the icons of the game supposedly fixing a game. And the timing also is significant when we look back at this. The game that is in question was played in 1919, about a week before the Black Sox series. But what was alleged by Dutch Leonard, who kind of brought this scandal to the attention of Major League Baseball, what was alleged was that there was a game fixed between the Tigers and the Indians back in 1919. And Leonard had two letters. He had a letter from Smokey Joe Woods and a letter from Ty Cobb. And these letters seem to indicate that these players had bet on a game knowing what the outcome was going to be. It didn't become known until 1926, but once it became known, it kind of landed in the lap of Judge Landis, who held hearings and actually published a transcript of his interviews with the players. So it became a bigger deal. Most of it became known to the public after the World Series in 1926. But it was a big story, and that certainly drew my attention, too, as I was trying to capture baseball in that era.
The Yankees, Cardinals, and captivated the 26th season. We got to go back to 1925, though, Thomas, and you did hear in the introduction, and that is, we get a statistical comparison to Rogers, Hornsby, and Babe Ruth. Now, Ruth, if I'm not mistaken, had a truncated season. He had 359 at-bats, but his numbers, you know, were not Ruth-esque. Let's put it that way. And there was a lot of talk that he may have been really doing his farewell tour in 25. Not the case. We know what happened in 26, although they lost to the Cardinals. But the 1927 team is considered one of the greatest all-time Yankee teams, if not one of the all-time great teams in Major League Baseball history. Hornsby and Ruth are really at the center of this book. Let me hear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you're right that the book really starts in 1925, which was the year the Yankees were in a terrible slump. They finished seventh out of the eight teams in the American League. And Ruth, as you know, had health problems early in the season. He fell. He hit his head and knocked himself out on the train coming back from spring training. He clashed with his manager. He missed about 50 games that year. And, you know, you note the difference between Ruth and Hornsby in terms of their statistics for that year. Hornsby had a 203 hits. Ruth had 104. There's a 100 hit difference between the two. Hornsby out-homered Ruth 39-25. He had 143 RBIs to 66 for Ruth. And Hornsby hit over 400. Ruth hit under 300. So that's the way they stood at the end of 1925. And people may not remember or don't have in context that Ruth was only 14 months older than Hornsby. They were basically of the exact same era. Hornsby was on the ascent, as were the Cardinals, and the Yankees were kind of in the dumpster, although they bounced back from seventh place to first place in 1926.
Here's what I love, Thomas Wolfe. Again, this book is just a gem. Baseball in the Roaring Twenties, Yanks cards, and captivating the 26th season. Babe Ruth is remembered for a lot of things. I mean, he really is. 714 home runs, blah blah blah. We go on and on and on. His death at age 53, an orphan, basically in an orphanage where now sits Camden Yards, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. His 26th season ended the unthinkable, and you point this out in the book. He got thrown out at second base, and the season ended, did it not?
That's right. And, I mean, that's one more thing that kind of drew me to the story, at least, you know, thinking as a writer in terms of narrative arcs, that the story ends in the World Series, and it ends in the bottom of the ninth inning in Game 7, in Yankee Stadium, where Babe Ruth tries to steal second base and is thrown out and tagged out by Rogers Hornsby. And Hornsby always said, that was the greatest moment in his baseball career, was tagging out Ruth to end the 1926 World Series. Other people have said that's the only mistake that Ruth ever made in a game. I mean, Ruth was a very smart baseball player. But yeah, Hornsby and Ruth were right there. They completed the final play of that particular season in World Series.
You know, Thomas, we live in an era now with ungodly salaries. These $50 million a year now is just, it sounds like it's, you know, it's per diem money. It's crazy. Babe Ruth, $8,333 a week after the World Series, where he got thrown out to end the series in the game. He then goes on a vaudeville tour, goes to Hollywood, movies, this, that, and the other thing. But here's the thing that would never happen today. His agent, Christy Walsh, got him endorsements. You ready for this? Chevrolets, Cadillacs, Packards, Studebakers, and Chryslers. I mean, this guy was the ultimate shill. He didn't care. He just wanted, I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But you'd never get an athlete these days of that repute endorsing enemy lines of cars, automobiles, or any other product. Give me a quick hit on that. That's amazing to me.
Well, it is amazing. Here's what I would say. Ruth was a huge celebrity. I mean, he was the biggest celebrity of the time. The only only person in American history during that 1920 decade, really, that measured up to Ruth might be Charles Lindbergh. But Ruth was a huge hero to everybody, and everybody followed baseball. And Christy Walsh was a genius at being able to monetize everything that Ruth did.
I tell you what, we can never do it justice given our short time in network radio. This is a gem. I am so glad you took the effort. University of Nebraska Press. You can get it on Amazon. It's penned by Thomas Wolfe. Was this of all your works? Where does this rank? Was this your favorite project or no? I don't mind asking
that. That's a little bit like asking like which is my favorite of my three sons. You know. Every book is special, and the first two books I wrote with my wife were true crime books, and then I've written The Called Shot, which is about 1932, and this book about 1926. I would say each book, when I'm working on it, is definitely my favorite. Then I look back and kind of put them all together.
It's wonderful work. It really and truly is. We're going to get you back here soon. I really appreciate you coming on. And, Thomas, let's effort to do it again. Thomas Wolfe, Yankees, Cardinals, captivating 1926 season baseball in the Roaring Twenties. Thomas, be well. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. There you go. University of Nebraska Press. Get it at Amazon now. I'm Audie Terrell. Coming back on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hey, talking the world of sports. Want to just backtrack for 1 second. Thank Thomas Wolfe. Yankees, Cardinals, captivating the 1926 season, baseball in the Roaring Twenties. So Babe Ruth goes on this vaudeville tour after the 26 season. He gets thrown out at second base, caught stealing to end the World Series. I venture to guess that's never happened in the World Series. It happened once and never again would be my guess. $8,333 a week endorsing all those lines of automobiles. What is $8,333? What would it be compared to in 2025 dollars? I'm going to venture to say well over $60,000-$70,000. That's a week. That's how big Babe Ruth was. Massive celebrity. All right, speaking of celebrities, let's get him in here. He's our man Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, as Georgia took care of business, but boy, in the top 10, top 5, what a rollicking, crazy week one of college football, Mike. We'd be remiss if we didn't start right there, including the eyebrow-arching butt-whipping that Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels got at the hands of TCU last night in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Let's start with a crazy week one, Mike. Let's hear your take. Go ahead.
Let's start with Belichick, because I think that kind of accentuates the point. Now, whether you think he's a great coach or not, you know, his record without Tom Brady, I believe, was under 500. But still, this guy won a lot of Super Bowls. It just goes to show you've got to have players at the end of the day, and you've got to have continuity. And with all the transfers North Carolina has, and, you know, with all of Belichick's, you know, coaching experience, you know, they still got blown out by a TCU team that had some continuity and enough talent. And that's really the story of college football. You know, the preseason poll really means less than ever before, because there is so much that happens in the off season with the transfers and new coaches and teams trying to build continuity. I mean, coaches are still trying to figure out who these guys are and what they can really do. So, you know, this is really the first read that we got. So Belichick's deal didn't really surprise me. Now, you know, Alabama's did. You know, they go down to Florida State, and it's a Florida State team that was 2-10. But hey, they got a great transfer quarterback, Thomas Castellanos from Boston College, and you know, kid kind of talks in the summer and backs it up. And a lot of Alabama fans are surprised, Marty. But I said, hey, wait a second. Let's just put this on pause, and let's take another look at Alabama. And I don't know how many poker players we got out there, but I bet you if you were holding a hand and someone said, okay, I'm going to take your ace, your king, and your jack. And when I take a look at the Ohio State and I see Caleb Downs on defense, he was the best player in the SEC when he was at Alabama. He's the best player in the Big Ten. And then I take a look at Michigan, I see Justice Haynes, and we know Alabama's starting running backs out. Haynes would have been like a 1-2 punch. He's now at Michigan. So you've taken their best running back, arguably. You've taken their best defensive player. And Julian Sand, yeah, the five-star quarterback, he was also headed to Alabama and in Ohio State. So when you give away three of your marquee players, you're not going to be as good. And, Martin, you take away anybody's best running back, best quarterback, best defensive player, it's going to weaken them. And then you look closer at the game, you say, wait a minute, Alabama got on their side of the field seven times and only ended up with that many points. So it's not like they were that off, but you have to take a look at what's happening in college football and the programs that are spending the money. Let's talk about LSU. You know, number one portal class, spend a lot of money. They go into Clemson, and they knock off Clemson and Death Valley, a game that, again, could have gone either way. Clemson drove down inside the 20-yard line late. So you get what you pay for is what I'm saying, and the brand doesn't matter as much as the payroll, it feels like.
Yeah, I agree. Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, got his eye not only on Georgia but college football and certainly the SEC, ACC, college football as a whole. Here's where I want to go with Alabama, though. I watched a lot of that. When they came within one score with that much time, eight and change, or just a shade under 9 minutes to go in that game, I figured they're going to tie the game and then maybe we see overtime, but whatever. But I think the bigger question is there's two huge question marks. What do they have in Kalen DeBoer, the head coach, and what do they have in Ty Simpson? What do they have there? Let's start with the coach and then the quarterback.
Well, you know, you've got a coach that got his offensive coordinator back that was with him at Washington. It was with him 12 years before he coached at the Seahawks. But so Ryan Grubb comes in, and even though it's year two for Kalen DeBoer, it's year one for Ryan Grubb. You got a brand-new offensive coordinator here. And clearly, he didn't have things coordinated well enough. And he's got a quarterback coming in that, you know, he'd made a start, but this was his first really true road start compared to – and he looked tentative, just like Arch Manning did. You know, inexperienced quarterbacks, you don't have the continuity, you don't have the timing down. You're playing somewhat conservatively. I'm not sure that, you know, Nick Sheridan should have got the demotion. I think that's a pretty good coach. So DeBoer's got a little staff shuffle going on, new quarterback. We've talked a little bit about the culture of the team. I mean, listen, Marty, I don't want to pick on anybody, but when kids are walking into the stadium holding on to stuffed animals, I mean, this ain't your uncle's Alabama. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is not. And that doesn't mean you can't play football. And we're going to get, you know, of course, we're going to pick and scrutinize. If they win the game, nobody cares. You know, you could have walked in with Barney the Dinosaur and we wouldn't have cared. But when you lose games, you start looking for things and you start scrutinizing things. You know, but I'll remind everybody that Nick Saban's last national title was 2020. You know, and Nick, you know, today's kids, as they say, the new culture. I know there's a lot of soldiers out there listening and rolling their eyes. You know, they get it. You know, it's a different world they're living in, man. But you know what I'm saying? You know, the today's workforce is it's changed, and how you manage young people has changed. And I don't know that Kalen DeBoer's the wrong answer for today's player. I mean, the guy did a pretty good job at Washington when you take a look at, you know, beating Texas back-to-back years with less talent and the Huskies. So I think it really has more to do with the personnel, and I think it has to do with the lack of continuity. And let's tip our cap to Florida State. You know, Georgia broke them in the Orange Bowl. They beat them 63-3. Worst bowl loss ever in history. And they go 2-10. And they needed a catalyst. And this quarterback is it. And they're believing again in Tallahassee. So let's give FSU a little credit. It's not like they don't have talent. They had a culture shift. They had a mission. They had a mission statement. And that's what Alabama has to find, Marty. They've got a pretty weak opponent this week, but then they play Wisconsin, and then they play at Georgia. So there's plenty of time for Alabama to get this fixed. And if they have the sort of unity that they claim that they built this offseason, they will respond to this adversity. And if they don't respond to this adversity, then they need to figure out how they can get Nick Saban to earn that $500,000 a year that they're still paying him to be an advisor. I want to know what the heck he's advising him on. I want that job. You know, there's a lot of lawyers out there working 100 hours a week making half that. Nick Saban's getting $500,000 to have an office, and I don't know what he's advising on. Keep the uniform the same? I don't know.
No, I know. Hey, we'll get to Arch Manning, but let's go back to Florida State for a moment. The quarterbacking situation, that stunned me. That absolutely stunned me. How surprised were you that Norvell was able to bring in a transfer and do what they did against Alabama? Granted, it was in Tallahassee. I'll give you that. It was a home game for them. They were amped up. They played with a great sense of urgency. They treated it like a bowl game, not a season opener. Start right there at the quarterbacking spot for the Seminoles.
Well, again, you know, your quarterback, you know, a lot of teams with fantastic defenses will play that game where, hey, just don't get us beat, right? But they've got a playmaker. And when I use the word catalyst, right, you've got to have that guy that creates that spark. And when he said last summer that Nick Saban's not there to save him anymore, that was thrown down the gauntlet. That was not only a statement to Alabama, that was not only a boast that I don't feel like they can stop me, but that was telling his teammates something. And that can go one of two ways. And if you're the right kind of player, it'll go the right way. And I think he is that kind of player. Now, you know, things didn't work out at BC, but this is a talented guy. I mean, this is a very, mm-hmm. you know, talented player that Mike Norvell's landed. I mean, this, and he's obviously a leader, and he sparked his team. In fact, I think he's selling T-shirts that says Nick can't save him. You know, welcome to the NIL world. He makes the boast, he backs it up, and now he's cashing in on it. You can buy these T-shirts online for $45, Marty. I'm not kidding. And they're going to buy them in Tallahassee, and they're probably going to buy them in Auburn. But the point is, he's a culture.
That's show. Right. That's right.
And Mike Norvell, he did some great things at Memphis. He built a program. I mean, this guy can coach now. Now, he ran into the unintended consequences 2 years ago at Florida State when a lot of those NIL kids opted out of the bowl game. Georgia's kids opted in. That was a very underreported story, because it was two completely different cultures. It was Georgia kids going to the NFL that were bought into the program, that wanted to play for each other, versus a team that had some high-profile transfers that really didn't care about mm-hmm. this beer. They really weren't bought in, and so they didn't show up for the bowl game. And Kirby recruits against Florida State, so he needed to put it on them. You know, he played backups. The backup quarterback was in the third quarter, but Georgia wasn't taking their foot off the gas, because when he sits in living rooms, and they're recruiting kids yep. from South Georgia in the Panhandle against Florida State, he's got a scoreboard to point to. So that
yep.
created,
Mike.
You know, that situation. But that broke the culture, and Florida State didn't recover. They were 2-10. They never got over the yep. hangover. So they needed a change. They needed to take a chance on a guy like Thomas, a quarterback, and he
came through for them. We're up against a heartbreak. You stay right there. We'll do Arch Manning, Notre Dame, and a whole lot more. Coming right back here on Sports Overnight America. Stole my girl from me,
yeah. My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, we're rewinding college football week number one with our crack insider, Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You hear him on Nashville radio. You hear him on, he gets on television. He's just a real good get for us, and he's back for a second full year with us here on Sports Overnight. Now, look, I'm going to get chastised for this, but I still think Arch Manning is a hell of a talent. The bloodlines speak for themselves, but man, oh man, he's got a long way to go. You got to remember something. The two guys from Miami, Florida, Jeremiah Smith and C.J. Donaldson, had okay games. Donaldson was good. Jeremiah Smith was hitting steps, and he had stone fingers. He dropped two or three balls, and Ohio State didn't play that great. The defense played great. But I will tell you right now, that offense is going to find they found first gear. They struggled to find second gear. So I want to compartmentalize this. If you're a Texas fan, you got to be real worried, because Ohio State did not play all that great. And the final score is indicative of that. But I have serious doubts about Manning. Now, granted, he's gonna go up against San Jose State. He's going to go up against Texas El Paso, Sam Houston. He'll have a bye week before they go down to Florida to take on the Gators and Billy Napier, who could very well be a desperate team at that time. Long, convoluted statement there, but you tell me where you sit with Texas and Ohio State now that it's Tuesday. Let me hear.
Well, Ohio State's the number one team today in both the polls. And, you know, yes, they lost a lot of players from last year, and, yeah, the Buckeyes have got a long way to go. Part of the reason why, if you're a Texas fan, you're not hitting the panic button, you held Ohio State to 203 yards and 11 first downs. That's a 14-7 game, Marty. And as much as it was on Arch, because clearly he was tight, I put this on Steve Sarkisian, and I'll tell you why. We knew this moment was coming. We've known this moment was coming for 2 years, and he didn't have his quarterback prepared. And it's not like Arch doesn't practice against one of the best defenses in the country every single day. And it's up to Sarkisian to create the sort of adversity, you know, behind the walls in practice where Arch can handle it. You know, the practices are supposed to be harder than the games, and they are at Georgia. And I'm feeling they were at Alabama or Nick Saban as well. So I put this on Sark, one, and two, they were 1 of 5 on fourth down conversions. You cannot win games going 1 of 5 on and got stuffed at the 1 yard. That was the play of the game. Late in the third quarter, it's 7-0. And amazing, I don't know if Arch froze up. I don't know if the audible wasn't in the system. I don't know if Sark didn't see it. But you got four Buckeyes lined up over center. You're not getting that 1 yard quarterback sneak. I mean, this is Wilson Junior High School stuff for Arch Manning and Steve Sarkisian. It's mind blowing. It was coaching malpractice. The defense played incredibly well. It's a championship level defense at Texas. I'm with you. I think Arch Manning has tremendous talent. I think he will. Mm-hmm. I have very little doubt that he's going to right the ship. He's got some weapons. A lot of new weapons this year. They got a really talented running back in Wisner. Quintrevion Wisner is back there. And like you said, they're mm-hmm. going to be able to roll the ball out there and win the next 3 or 4 games in a row. And don't forget the Texas schedule. They only play 2 SEC teams that had winning league records last year. Now, speaking of wrecking, and you got the wrecking crew down there at A&M, they might be pretty good. And the other team is Georgia. They play at Georgia, but they have a bye week before Georgia, and that game is not until November. So plenty of time. And that is why Texas is still the favorite to win the SEC, according to DraftKings.com.
Well, that's all well and good, but they still got to play at Florida. They got Oklahoma, of course, in the Red River route. That's going to be that game goes either way. Then you got to go to Lexington the following week. And you're right, Mississippi State and Vandy, I get it. Bye week before Georgia. But I'm telling you, I said four losses. I don't want to get cuckoo here, but I think they're going to lose three games. I really do. But a long way to go, long way to go. The thing that bothered me about Manning is why does he have to throw the ball 100 miles an hour when he's got Livingstone wide open in the end zone, and then he throws an absolute bullet? All he had to do was just lay it in there. The kid's going to catch it. We saw that later on, their only score of the game. Granted, they reviewed it, and I thought it could go either way. They got the right call there. But I don't know why these guys have to throw the ball 100 miles an hour and nearly take the kid's head off. Just have a touch. I mean, am I too crazy saying that?
No. I mean, you saw a very raw version of Arch Manning. I mean, the walls were closing in. You know, Ohio State did a tremendous job disguising their coverages. Again, Caleb Downs had a lot to do with that, and guy they got from Alabama. Mm-hmm. He's a freshman. He's not a freshman, but it's like you're seeing the raw talent of Arch Manning. He's come a long way. He's talented. We saw him play last year, Marty, and he had the touch last year. I think the moment got to him, and he proved human. After all that, I mean, you know, Arch Manning finally proves human. I mean, the guy, you know, went and beat Mississippi State last year, played another game, looked good in spots. But the kid played human. He's a human being. And, you know, he's playing in the horseshoe in front of 100,000 people, defending national champs, all eyes on him, a tremendous buildup, and things aren't going well. You know, there wasn't a very good vibe in the air. And those type of games, when nobody's scoring, everybody gets tight. I mean, right from the get-go, both of these coaches go for it on fourth down and instead of doing the smart thing and punting it and pinning the other team back. So, you know, I think there were nerves for both teams. It was just a matter of who was going to, you know, handle that one versus three game better.
Let's go to Notre Dame, Miami. I don't know. And Chris Ash, look, he's from Ottumwa, Iowa. Played his college football right here in Des Moines at Drake. You know, he's been a head coach. He was horrible at Rutgers. He got fired. He deserved to get fired with the Scarlet Knights. He was just in over his head. He's a coordinator. It doesn't mean he's a head coach. Matt Patricia's back in, you know, calling plays. Is at the college level or, you know, just doing what he does, doing what he does best. He wasn't a great head coach. We saw that disaster at the NFL level in Detroit. I guess where I want to go is, can they dial up a blitz once in a while? I mean, Carson Beck didn't face any pressure. I thought that's where Notre Dame got behind and put themselves in the position to lose, which they did. I thought defensively, I thought Carr was okay. Beck was outstanding. He's excellent quarterback. I don't know. I just thought Notre Dame just didn't dial up anything on defense that made it confounding for Carson Beck. Give me a quick hit on Miami-Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, Miami might have the best offensive line in college football. You know, let's start there, that Carson does have some great offensive linemen protecting him. And then let's remember, that Carson Beck, he should be in the NFL right now, Marty. If he doesn't hurt his elbow, he's in the NFL, probably starting for a team. So you've got a guy who has a quick release. I mean, this is a guy that literally can solve Rubik's Cube in under 60 seconds. I mean, Carson Beck has a computer chip in his brain. So you're probably not going to be able to get to him. He's going to get out of trouble before he gets in trouble. In other words, he's going to be able to pick that blitz up. He's got a quick enough release. Now, they do have a very new and young receiving core. Now, that is one thing that you would have banked on. But listen, Marcus Freeman is one of the best defensive minds out there. I don't care who his coordinator is. This guy's good. And we saw that last year against Georgia. So I think that they had it covered from an X's and O's standpoint. They lost some talent. That was a really good football game. I mean, that came down to the end, and Carson Beck was the difference. He didn't, not because of what he did, but because of what he did not do. He did not make the critical mistake. When you think about last year's Notre Dame-Georgia game in Gunnar Stockton, there was the catastrophic mistake at the end of first half when he had the strip sack.
Yeah.
And they were able to beat a left tackle one-on-one and strip sack and 7 points and all the momentum and, you know, the leprechaun dancing. Carson Beck didn't allow that moment to happen last night. The Miami offensive line did not allow that. They were able to run the ball effectively. And that's saying a mouthful against this Notre Dame ain't going away. Notre Dame ain't losing to Northern Illinois this year, Marty. You don't got to worry about that. Now, they got some tough ahead. We're going to find out about them against A&M. They got a chance to redeem themselves. But I think you give credit to Carson Beck. He's grown up a lot. I think you give credit to Mario Cristobal. He's obviously been, you know, much maligned. But let's give the Canes credit, and then let's just look at the history. Notre Dame doesn't beat Miami in Miami. You know that.
No question. Hey, listen, I'm circling it right now. It's only it's only 11 days away, but I'll tell you right now, I think Tennessee Georgia is going to be unbelievable on September 13th in Knoxville. Aguilar looked really, really good. He did. They got a quarterback there. That is going to be one heck of a game.
Yeah.
Give me a quick hit. I know we're sneaking ahead, but I can't get excited about Georgia and Austin Peay, but I can get or East Tennessee State in the Vols. But that game in Knoxville, I've got that one on my radar screen. Give me a quick hit, and then I'm going to throw an Iowa State question at you. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah.
Tennessee,
well,
Georgia.
Tennessee fans have it circled too. They've lost 8 times in a row to Georgia, and the record in this series is 9, and that was back when Fulmer owned Georgia in the 1990s in the T. Martin Peyton Manning era there. There's that Manning name again. But look, Georgia's got some work to do. You know, Gunnar Stockton's mobile, but he doesn't have the explosivity that Stetson Bennett did as a runner. Georgia's got some good receivers, but Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey aren't coming out of that tunnel. They got a good running back, but James Cook isn't back there anymore, or Trevor Etienne for that matter. They've got some 4 and 5 stars on the offensive line, but this was their first game starting together. And, yes, they did score on their first 2 drives, Marty, but they needed to convert 4th downs to do it. And you and I know that if that's a real opponent on the other side, Kirby's not going for a 4th down on the opening drive. They punted 3 out of their first 6 drives against the Marshall team that ranks last in the FBS in retention. Only 27% of the kids are back, and they got a brand-new coach. So 45-7 looks impressive on the scoreboard, but you put it under the microscope, and Kirby's got some issues that he's got to work out. He said that at his press conference today. Now, they got one hellacious defense. Let me tell you, this Georgia defense is fabulous. Now, I don't know how anybody's going to score in Knoxville. I mean, Aguilar's going to let it rip, but his guy's got to be open, and he's got to have pass protection. So whatever the under is, take it. Because I think these teams are going to struggle to score, and I think it's going to be a game of who protects the football, who wins the field position battle, special teams, and who can get the run game going. There's questions. Both of these defenses are very good. It is at Rocky Top. It's going to be at Neyland Stadium. It's going to be an unbelievable environment. I expect a very close game.
We'll do some Penn State and Big Ten next week, but I got to get a quick hit on Iowa State. You know, that bowl game in Dallas last year, the Big 12 championship game was just painful. I wanted to leave after the first quarter. I did. I wanted to just get out of there. It was just painful to watch. But you know what? They're going to kick Iowa's rear end up one side of Jack Trice, down the other. I'm telling you right now, they are going to double digit. They're going to hang one on Kirk Ferentz in Iowa. And I'm telling you, this team is good. They are very, very good. Give me a quick hit on what's your perception, Mike, of Iowa State and Matt Campbell?
Well, I think he's a fantastic coach. I think he's a coach that's proven he can do more with less. We talked about culture earlier in the segment and how important culture is now when you got all these bodies going in and out. And I think he does a tremendous job. I think the win over Kansas State was good. Kansas State had a very close game that kind of mitigated that a little bit. So the Cyclones still have something to prove. You beat Iowa, you know what that series means. You know what that rivalry means. And if you win that game, I'm all in. But now that Kansas State, looks kind of lukewarm, beating South Dakota doesn't do anything for me. I'm trying to set a good example for the College Football Playoff Selection Committee and valuing road right. games and valuing wins over FBS teams over FCS. So I need to see the Cyclones beat Iowa, and then I'll be on board with you, Marty. But right now I'm still on the fence on Iowa State as far as can they be a playoff team. Obviously, if they beat Iowa, then certainly they rise up among the favorites in the Big 12.
Mike, you are the best, man. Thank you. You gave us a double dip today. We will talk to you next week, but I'll be picking your brain via text and email. Good job, buddy. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Marty. Have a great one.
You got it. There you go, Mike Griffith. Takes all the salient points and rolls them into one big ball for us on Tuesdays throughout the year here. All right, I'm Marty Trouble. Come back with a little parting shot here as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, down the home stretch we go. A little NFL. We'll do a lot of NFL on Thursday because it'll be, you know, Giovanna Scroggins will be in tomorrow, Wednesday into a Thursday, then Thursday into a football Friday. We'll really, really roll up the NFL. We'll do some preview stuff. We'll get an NFL guy on here, guy or gal. I want to just put a little alert out here. This Florida, you know, they're ranked, 15th in the country. Billy Napier, I tell you, they're home to South Florida, and I don't need to tell you what they did to Boise State. I got that game circled on Saturday. That'll be a fun watch. Other than that, you know, Belichick is going to have Charlotte, and that game will be in Charlotte. So Carolina, I mean, because it's Belichick, you keep an eye on it. But other than that, Miami of Florida's got Bethune-Cookman. I mean, this is, you know, Kansas State, Army. You can't get too jacked up. Vanderbilt, Va-Tech, that's an interesting game. Commodores, of course, last year we arched our eyebrows when they picked off Alabama. Boston College, Michigan State, Michigan, Oklahoma. I mean, it's not horrible. But, I mean, LSU's got La Tech. That'll be a blowout. Southern Cal. I mean, until you really get cranking here, although I would caution you, UCLA is not good, and they've got UNLV in Vegas. So that'll be a game to keep an eye on. Stanford, BYU. So, I mean, really, you turn your attention, again, being kind of Midwestern, Big 10, Big 12 hybrid, rivalry game, Cy-Hawk series, Iowa, Iowa State. Might be the game. If I could only watch one, I think that'd be it. And I'm telling you, Iowa State's going to put an absolute hurting on Iowa. And there's no jet lag from Dublin. Granted, they played South Dakota. You don't get too wound up over that. But I'm telling you, it's got a quality team. All right, enjoy the baseball tonight, and we will be back at it on Thursday. Giovanna Scroggins will command the space. Same time, same station tomorrow, same network. For Dominic Jimenez, for Thomas Wolfe, and Mike Griffith, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned after the top of the hour and a Brock Hines Sports 360 for more sports talk on Sports Byline. Adios.